Friday. I'm a gambler. Still letting the two town halls sink in. It's remarkable, isn't it, that they had two dueling town halls last night but couldn't have a presidential debate town hall? That is remarkable. But of course, Steve Scully would have been probably no less fair than Savannah Guthrie was, just saying. All right, shifting gears, my next guest is Rick Gates, former Trump campaign deputy chair, author of the newly published book, Wicked Game, an insider story on how Trump won, Mueller failed, and America lost. Rick, welcome back to the program.
Good to be with you.
Good to have you here. All right, so let me ask you about the book. You say Trump won. Looking at the polling right now, it's still a bit of an uphill lift, although there's a brand new poll from this morning saying that Donald Trump is tied in Pennsylvania. We've got polling out of Florida that shows he is winning in Florida, winning in Ohio. This is going to be another race that comes down to the wire, despite the national news media telling us it's all over. Your thoughts?
16, if that polls are wrong.
Well,
what we found is that there was a big anomaly. We called it the Trump factor in the end. And that was where voters would tell pollsters that they were going to vote for somebody else. And then they went to the polls and they voted for Donald Trump. And that number was much more significant than we even had projected. And I think it's going to be even more significant in 2020. And look, Steve, the key is, if you look at those states you just mentioned, Donald Trump is doing better today than he was in 2016 against Hillary Clinton. So the polls are absolutely wrong. And I think it's much too early to tell. Last night was a perfect example. You looked at the town hall debate. We have a saying, you know, that a day in politics is an eternity. And if you actually look at the last couple of days, we've had new information come out on Joe Biden related to his son's affairs, business affairs. So there's still a lot of time left for things to happen.
Now, having said that, and I don't know if this has any difference at all, because about 17 million, about 17 million people have voted, I guess, close enough, right?
Right.
And I don't think that anything that happens now would have changed any of those votes particularly. I mean, I just spoke to somebody here on the program who voted yesterday, and I said, well, what about Joe Biden packing the courts? You don't agree with that? No, but he won't do that. He said he wouldn't. And I'm like, you really believe that? It's absurd, because last night he says, I'll see how this process goes. He basically said if Amy Coney Barrett gets, you know, confirmed to the court, then he's willing to pack the United States Supreme Court and delegitimize it completely. And she was perfectly okay with that. Your thought?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I mean, you had 17, I think it's up to 18 as of yesterday, million voters already vote. And look, I think the undecides are very, very small. I think if people are undecided at this stage, they're probably not going to vote because both candidates' paths are very clear. Joe Biden did change some of his answers last night. But at the end of the day, you know, these people that are out there voting right now, that they've pretty much locked in. So even though some of the candidates have changed their positions, particularly Joe Biden, it's not going to have much of an impact. It's really going to come out. The most significant factor right now, Steve, is turnout. The one thing that the Republicans traditionally do is they vote in person. Democrats are generally less likely to vote in person. So that's why there are these countervailing arguments about not knowing the results on Election Day, because we have a bunch of mail-in ballots in a number of the key states. And so depending on those vote gaps, we might have to wait a few days to determine what happens in Wisconsin or Michigan or even Pennsylvania.
Well, what's absurd about it is so many of these states are allowing votes to be counted in Michigan right now. If it doesn't get overturned, I'm expecting that it might, but they could count votes up to 14 days after Election Day if it's postmarked properly. Talk about ripe for fraud and cheating. Good Lord. Rick, that's ridiculous. Rick Gates here with us, former Trump campaign deputy chair. Where do you think you're not the deputy chair now. If you were there, what would you advise the campaign to do differently, if anything?
Yeah, there's two things. One, and the president has actually, since recovering from the coronavirus, picked up on the rallies. The rallies are significant because it's his way of communicating directly with the people. And I used to get the question all the time, well, wait a minute, why does he keep doing these rallies? People that attend the rallies are already his voters. But what people didn't understand is, you know, in addition to the people at the rallies, every TV camera, you know, from every media organization was covering it. So he was piping in to millions of TVs across the country by doing these rallies, delivering his message directly. And he's very effective at it. And the second thing they need to do, Steve, is they need to increase the amount of digital advertising that's going on right now. We did this in 2016. We took down a lot of traditional TV advertising. It's too expensive. We found that about 65% of the people, when they watch TV and a commercial comes on, they go to their computer or smartphone.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. I want to jump in on one thing there, Rick, and that is I think the rally yesterday, I think, was Des Moines. 10,000 people there, 25% of which identified as being non-voters in 2016. So it's not just people that vote for him. It was something like maybe it was 25% actually were Democrats. The number of people that didn't vote in 16 was actually larger in Iowa yesterday. And it creates energy, and energy creates voters, and voters create winners, correct?
That's exactly right. And you're looking at voter intensity, because at the end of the day, you know, every pollster can do any poll imaginable. But if people don't wake up, get out of bed, physically go to the voting station, then guess what? They're not voting. So, again, this is another reason, you know, when pollsters do likely voters. Well, that's not really accurate, and why you're seeing such different gaps in these polls, and why the polls just aren't accurate.
Rick, tell me where people can find out more about the book. The book is Wicked Game, an insider story on how Trump won, Mueller failed, and America lost. You got about 20 seconds here.
Yeah, absolutely. First of all, the book can be bought at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million. And it was a great insight to how President Trump defied all odds to beat the Republican establishment and beat Hillary Clinton to win in 2016. And then it also looks at the brokenness of our justice system in our country and behind the scenes of the Mueller probe.
Rick Gates, you come back anytime. Greatly appreciate you being here with us today on the Steve Gruber Show. Thank you, sir.
Steve, thanks so much. I appreciate it.
All right, quick break here in the no panic zone. Rudy Giuliani just moments away now. We'll be right back.